For NPR Illinois, I'm Daisy Contreras. Springfield started a new yard waste program this spring, and the city is expecting more money for road and railway projects from a statewide capital plan. The city's Public Works Department oversees both. NPR Illinois' Mary Hansen talked with its new director, Nate Bottom, about the changes.
You're the new director of Public Works, but you've been in Public Works for a while, right?
That's correct. I actually started with Public Works in June of 2003.
What types of calls or complaints or things like that do you get the most often?
Well, yard waste, obviously starting a new program, we received quite a few complaints about that, but it's across the board. Weed concerns, pothole requests, sidewalk requests. Public Works covers various issues, which is why it's exciting to take this position.
You mentioned changes to the yard waste and branch pickup. Can we just review what that process looks like now?
Sure. The yard waste pickup is now a biweekly pickup this time, and that will continue through December 31st of 2019. If you do have stickers, you can use those after that time until we let the new contract, which we are planning on letting in October, but it will come effective March 31st of 2020.
And then branch pickup?
Right now it's out of season for that, so we will be beginning that probably in October. We will do a public announcement, and then that should run for approximately 6 weeks.
And the fee for that pays for all of that, the recycling fee that's on your CWLP bill, is about to go up from $3 to $4.50 a month. What does that money pay for?
Sure. It pays for the two programs that you mentioned, as well as the large item pickup that we utilize Habitat for Humanity for. Then it also pays for the hazardous waste collection that we offer generally in the spring and the fall. We will be announcing that date here shortly. We're tentatively shooting for a date in early November, as well as the curbside recycling. And then it helps with the electronic recycling, where you can drop the items such as TVs, monitors, consoles at BLH computers, as well as the Adopt a Street program.
We just got a capital bill passed of billions of dollars, some of that earmarked for Springfield. What are you guys in Public Works looking to do with that money?
Sure. We received $122 million for the Springfield Rail Improvements Project. We just let the first project that is funded through the capital bill, which is usable segment four, which are the 5th and 6th Street underpasses. We'll be constructing new bridges for the Norfolk Southern and the Union Pacific at those locations. I anticipate construction starting as early as October of this year. It will also help fund future usable segments. We are beginning land acquisition and design for the rest of the projects, basically north of South Grand Avenue, more than likely between South Grand and Capitol Avenue.
And then in terms of road projects, what are we looking at with the capital funding?
We are looking at the Dirksen Parkway and Sangamon Avenue project reconstruction. They'll be constructing a median and putting in dual left turn lanes, which is one of our highest accident intersections, which will help improve safety and operational efficiency and flow. And then there's also the MacArthur Boulevard project, earmarked for $30 million. That's between South Grand Avenue and Wabash Avenue to help reconstruct that and add bike and pedestrian accommodations and improve safety.
And so what's the timeline on those? Are we talking like we're going to start construction next year, or are they longer term?
It's more than likely a couple years out because you have to complete the engineering. I know that they've already started the phase one engineering for Dirksen Parkway and Sangamon Avenue, and then we have completed the feasibility study on MacArthur Boulevard. So they're in the 2-year to 3-year time frame.
And as you mentioned at the beginning, you get a lot of complaints about potholes and sidewalks and things like that. How can people let you guys know about issues in their neighborhood?
We have a report a problem that they can access via our website, as well as they can call 789-2255 at any time. And then if it's after hours in an emergency, they can call dispatch at 789-2246.
That was Nate Bottom talking with Mary Hansen. Bottom was appointed director of Springfield's Public Works Department last week.